It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, not too bad today. I think I still have everything I started with yesterday.
Yeah.
Afraid to walk out the door yesterday with anything in my hand at all.
Mm-hmm.
Afraid it might end up about three blocks down.
I was worried where I was going to find the trash can.
Yeah.
Luckily, it did separate from the lid, but it didn't make it very far.
I think that's where the band Three Doors Down got their name.
Yeah.
On a day like that. Where's your garbage can? Three doors down. That's where it stopped rolling. Well, it'll be chilly out again today. I know this is technically, according to the calendar, it's the last day of winter, but it's not going without a little bit of a struggle.
Yeah.
If you think just because tomorrow it says spring begins on the calendar means it's going to be nice, well, it's going to be a week or so before we see any spring-like weather from here on. Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us today a little bit about W&S Appliance. Hi, Kendall. How are you?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got a used front-load washer, matched washer-dryer set, both in excellent condition. Got a stacked washer-dryer combination in like-new condition, Maytag drying center. Side-by-side refrigerator in very good condition, used portable dishwasher, used electronic air cleaner. Got a couple of used microwave hood combinations, two used built-in dishwashers. Two other used refrigerators, both of them large capacity, side-by-sides. Got lots of new washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Top-load and front-load in small and super-capacity models. If space is a problem, we can offer some stack-type units. Do sell Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. Carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service. 5 years on the washer motor and 10 years on the washer transmission. You can see those at W&S Appliance. Water heaters, gas, and electric are made in the United States, and of course, as usual, we deliver and install them all the old heater way and do take care of the service after the sale. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. March is National Nutrition Month. How much do you think about nutrition when you're walking through the grocery store or when you're standing there at the pantry staring there wondering what to have for dinner tonight? With all due respect to the folks at Tombstone, a frozen Frisbee is not necessarily a well-balanced meal, if you know what I'm talking about. And if you're single, you probably do, especially if you're a guy. But the folks at the Iowa Department of Public Health, along with Live Healthy Iowa, trying to remind folks that during the course of the month of March is National Nutrition Month, that you might want to kind of pay attention to some of those things, maybe more so than you do at other times, and create some new habits. This year's theme is Eat Right, Your Way Every Day, and it focuses on trying to build a personalized eating plan. You know, so many of us, we live our lives so quickly these days, we just feel like we just don't have time for anything, that in some cases, just preparing a meal at home seems like an Olympic event anymore, because we just don't have the time and the capacity to sit down and do a lot of things. And, you know, who sits and really cooks a meal from scratch anymore? And when I say from scratch, I don't mean from a box or from a can or from a frozen package that you just pulled out of the freezer. Not many people do that type of thing, and that's largely because we just don't have the time and the ability to do that anymore. Our lives just don't allow for that. But you can put together some good ideas anyway. There are all kinds of different diet plans that Iowans can choose from if they want to lose weight or just improve their health. And Dr. Marionette Miller-Meeks, who's the director of the Iowa Department of Public Health, says, you know, that the key to long-term health is not really in a diet that requires you to eat certain foods or avoid others. It's good nutrition, and that means making healthy choices that help to fit into your lifestyle. And one of the things they talk about is, as far as personalizing a plan, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics has some different ideas about how you can do certain things. One of those would be to personalize your eating style. Another would be to eat for your lifestyle, and also incorporating some cultural and ethnic traditions. Keep health concerns in mind, and also use the My Plate philosophy as well. More specifically, you know, one of the things to do to help eat right with your lifestyle is consider your career. Because busy work days and business travel can lead to a lot of on-the-fly type meals, and those are usually not the healthiest choices you're probably going to find. Once in a while, you have to do those things, but if you do it every day, it leads to a lot of indigestion as well as other things. But, you know, if you have to eat at your desktop, You know, and some of us do that a lot. Some folks never hardly leave the desk. Going home for lunch, for some folks in their careers, that's a long-forgotten memory. But if you have to do the desktop dining thing, keep single-serve packages of things like crackers or fruit or peanut butter, some low-sodium soups or canned tuna somewhere close to the desk, some things that are easy to eat but, you know, can take care of that hunger pang without, you know, without being candy or something like that. You know what I mean? You know, if you're always on the go, you could do things like tucking portable, non-perishable foods into a purse, into a briefcase or a backpack, so you have a little bit of a meal on the run. Try things like granola bars and peanut butter and crackers, fresh fruit, trail mix, or single-serve packages of whole grain cereal or crackers. All those kinds of things can help to knock down those hunger pangs, again, without going for the things that, you know, candy. If you're an athletic type person, whether you happen to be a competitive athlete or you just enjoy working out, you know, what you eat affects your performance. Your body needs fuel to function. So, you know, you want to eat a light breakfast or snack before you exercise, too. You know, a lot of people will skip breakfast, just assuming that, well, you know, I just can maybe do two meals a day and work it off that way. And, you know, skipping meals is not necessarily a great diet option because your body functions the same way a car does. It needs fuel. And if it doesn't have the proper fuel, then you're going to have trouble operating efficiently. And the body is the same way. You need to keep that metabolism as best you can running at an even keel instead of spiking or dropping out at different places. You need that fuel. So a light breakfast or a snack before you exercise is a good idea. Things like maybe low-fat yogurt, graham crackers with peanut butter, a banana or some cereal with low-fat milk, different types of things like that. You don't have to sit down and whip up a big, you know, pancakes, bacon and eggs, biscuits and gravy, a big heavy breakfast or anything. You can do it just by putting the right stuff in there. And before, during, and after you exercise, you always want to replace the fluids with plenty of water or perhaps a sports drink if you prefer. But, you know, typically they say that not too much of the sports drinks, too. You want to balance that out with some water as well. Now, if you happen to be a student, student lifestyles can be fast-paced and low-budget types of things. Doesn't matter if it's a high school student, an elementary student, or a college student. They always seem to have the same ideas on nutrition. Let somebody else worry about it. Students can eat right on a budget with some savvy food shopping tips, too. You want to stock smart snacks that combine protein and carbohydrates to fuel the things that you like. Now, things like apples with peanut butter, carrots and hard-boiled eggs, fruit, bananas and yogurt, almonds with low-fat cheese or whole grain cereals, all those things are kind of a... They also double as a quick grab-and-go breakfast, so it kind of helps to wake your brain and your muscles up for the day's activities if you just can't seem to drag your carcass out of bed more than 5 minutes before class is supposed to start. Gosh, remember those days? At a cafeteria, maybe salad bars, things like that are a good choice. Or maybe just go easy on the cheese, the bacons, the creamy dressings, and the other high-calorie add-ons that go with it. Yeah, you know, think about the My Plate guidelines and maybe make half your plate fruits and vegetables, too. Also, if you're caring for a family, you know, families also present interesting challenges. We all grew up in families, so, you know, it's kind of an interesting challenge sometimes. You remember watching Mom struggling, putting together some ideas and things for the evening meal. Mom ever come in and say, "Hey, kids, what are you guys thinking? What do you want Thursday for dinner?" You know, kind of make a little game or something out of it. Of course, what we would suggest and what we actually had was a little bit different sometimes because we weren't always suggesting the healthiest things. How about candy, Mom? But, you know, caring for a family, whether it's children, elderly parents, or both, can be a handful at times, especially when it comes to mealtime. But family meals can allow parents to be role models to promote healthy eating, too. And just because a meal is made quickly doesn't necessarily mean it can't be nutritious. So they suggest to keep things simple. You want to build a collection of recipes for quick and easy family favorites. You can choose ingredients that you can use from more than one meal, like example is to cook some extra grilled chicken for chicken salad or fajitas that you might be able to use the next day. Some things keep pretty well in the refrigerator. You can always recook later. Also, ask for help. Get the kids involved making a salad, maybe setting the table or some other simple tasks as well. That's one of the things about parents. We learn a lot of our nutrition and food decisions from what we watched growing up. So if you can do that to the next generation, that would be a good thing as well. You know, some folks enjoy more vegetarian type items, even if you're not actually a vegetarian. But, you know, incorporating some more of those types of things, stir fries, different types of things that are heavy in the brightly colored vegetables, the greens and oranges and reds, things like that, are all types of things that can really help you out. So during National Nutrition Month, if you can help out the family with some of these tips or games or promotional tools, different types of things. There are all kinds of nutrition education resources out there. You can help to build a growing and healthy family. And take a look at some of those things, too. The Iowa Department of Public Health has a website that has links to all kinds of different resources and things, too. So if you want to learn more about all those kinds of things, well, March is National Nutrition Month. I guess this is the time to do it. I'll turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell you more this morning about WNS Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. I've got microwave ovens, countertop units, over-the-range microwave hood combinations. Do have some closeouts on the models because of model changes. Water softeners by Luxury, free test of water for hardness, so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from WNS Appliance. Gas and electric ranges, freestanding on display, full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order, such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Dishwashers, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and LG. Got some closeouts on some discontinued models, and we deliver, install, and, of course, take care of the service after the sale. Got over 80 new refrigerators in stock, so very good selections of models, colors, and prices. Top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator. The place, WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Well, I think if you think back over the years, over the week, maybe, you might find a lot of patterns in your eating habits, especially for the evening meal. I'm not saying necessarily that Friday night is steak night or Wednesday night is pizza night, but I bet if you think about it, you kind of rotate through a lot of the common things. It's kind of fun to get out of your comfort zone once in a while and try a few different things, especially if they can add little healthy choices to that mealtime, too. Hey, you've got to make it a great day. God bless America.